Okay. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots. Just before we start, it's important to know that it comes up on, it's going to be, the whole today's daf is about the psukim of Bal Yirah and Bal Yematzeh. So it's important just to point out that there are two psukim that deal with this issue. One, they're both in Shemos. One says, Shivas Yamim, for 7 days, Se'or lo Yematzeh bibatechem. You shouldn't find any Se'or in your houses. Lo Yematzeh. Shouldn't find any in your houses. And then the pasuk continues, Ki kol ochel machmetzes, if anyone eats chametz, v'nechmesa ha'nefesh ahi, they'll get kares. The second pasuk says, Matzos ye'ochel, you should eat matzos, es shivas yamim for 7 days, v'lo yirah lecha chametz, don't see any chametz, v'lo yirah lecha se'or, don't see any se'or, b'chol givulecha, in all your boundaries, which it obviously includes your house, and the Gemara is going to discuss why one said house and one said boundary, why one says see and one says find, and it's the whole, that's the whole, basically the whole daf today. It's not difficult at all, just a lot of psukim I'm going to be flying back and forth. So if you have the Oz V'Hadar Gemara, they have all the psukim on the side. It's really going to help today. Okay, there's one more pasuk in Devarim that also mentions Bal Yirah and Bal Yematzeh in Re'eh, I believe, but it doesn't come up in the daf at all, so I didn't mention it. But there is another pasuk about Bal Yirah and Bal Yematzeh. Are from Parshas Bo.
Right,
both are from Parshas Bo, and there's a third pasuk in Devarim. But the Gemara doesn't mention that pasuk today. Okay. So up to the two dots on Dalet Amud Beis. Tanan Hasam, we learned later on in the parak, we're going to have the following Mishnah. Rav Meir says, Ochlin kol chamesh, you're allowed to eat the entire fifth hour. Vesar from Betchilas change, and you have to burn the chamesh in the beginning of the sixth hour. What's going on? We know, we're going to derive today, that on Erev Pesach, the chametz is mutter for half the day, and it's aser for half the day. It's mutter in the morning, and achatzos it becomes aser, and then you have to burn it. We said, well, yesterday, Tal Machlokas, this Rashi and Tosvos, we'll probably have a chance to repeat it all tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow. But that's the issue. Now, we know that the Gemara is going to say later on that there was a machlokas, whether or not we should make that a little earlier, because sometimes it's difficult to know exactly when chatzos is. It's a cloudy day, there were no clocks in those days. So they made a takana, an hour earlier already you should stop. So that way you don't run into problems. Yehuda Omer, even if you're in a bigger chumrah, to make sure you don't run into problems, Ochlin kol arba, only you can eat to the fourth hour, then vitolin kol chamesh, the fifth hour wait. You can't eat it. You don't have to burn it yet. Rashi says you can give it to the animals. You can feed it to them. You can still have enough from it. Then v'sar from betzilas sheish. Everybody holds. You have to burn it then. The kule alma, because everybody agrees. Miha chametz mishesh shos ulamayla aser. Everybody agrees that chametz from the 6 hours and on is aser. Minalon, where'd they get that from? How do we know that? Doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that you can't eat chametz for half the day on Erev Pesach. So we have in the back of our minds these famous drushes about how the Gemara got to it. Today we're going to learn it. So Amar Abaye says, Trei Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim that seem to contradict each other. One pasuk says, Shivas Yamim, for 7 days, Se'or lo yimatze bivotechem. For 7 days you should not have any Se'or in your house, which implies all 7 days. But there's another pasuk that says, "Ach b'yom harishon," but on the first day, which the Gemara now thinks means the first day of Pesach, b'yom harishon, the first day, "Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu se'or mibateichem." You have to destroy it. Rashi points out, if you have to destroy it on the first day of Pesach, that implies that for part of that day, you can have it. Right, you can have it a little bit, then you got to destroy it. Obviously, right? That's what it means. You can have it for a while, and then you have to destroy it on the first day. Sometime on the first day, you have to destroy it. So even if it's you can't destroy it the second the first day begins. So for some point in time, you're allowed to have it on the first day. So that contradicts the first part. In 7 days, you can't have it. Now, but on the first day, go burn it, go get rid of it, which implies you can have it. How can that? Right, the first day being, that's what the Gemara assumes, the first day being the 15th. So they're contradictory. One hand, the Torah tells you don't have it for 7 days. On the other hand, the Torah tells you, but for a little bit of the first day you can have it. Then you have to get rid of it all. How can that be? Okay, he said, how can that be? So the Gemara answers, Abaye says, L'rabos, it comes to exclude arba asar lebiur. It must be that the words Rishon mean the 14th, Erev Pesach. That must be. What else could it mean? That's what Abaya says. We're not finished with Abaya. But then the Gemara asks a side question. Ve'ema l'rabos leili chamisha asar lebiur. No, maybe it means that you have to burn it the Seder night, the night of the 15th. Why? The Talgadai Dechemina, I would think, Yamim Tziv. It says in that Pasuk, Shivas Yamim Se'ar Lo Yimatzei, for 7 days. I would think, Yamim in Lele Los, Lele Lo. Only the days you can't have Chametz, but the first night, maybe you could. Maybe the 7 days start Pesach morning. But the Seder night, you could still burn Chametz. So there's no contradiction. Right? Kamash Malan Afilu Lelos. Therefore, the second Pasuk comes to teach me, no. You must burn it. Even the night is a problem. Right? That's what the Gemara's question is. Maybe that's what the two Pesukim are coming to tell you. So the Gemara says, no, Hahu Lo Itzrochle. You don't need that. Anyway, I'm going to know that. Why? The Iskash Hashbasa Sa'ar. The din of destroying your, getting rid of your chametz is compared with a hekish to achilas chametz. And the Gemara is going to explain how. And the achilas chametz to achilas matzah. And chametz is compared to matzah. Where do we see that? Hashpasas or lachilas chametz, getting rid of chametz is the compare, sorry, getting rid of sa'or, getting rid of chametz is compared to eating chametz. Tichsiv, because it says, Shivas Yavim Sa'or Lo Yimatzei Bivatechem. You can't have Sa'or for 7 days. Ki kol ochel machmetzes, if anybody eats it, v'nichrisa, he'll get kares. Then, v'achilas, right? So what do you see? That whenever you have to destroy chametz, you're not allowed to eat chametz. V'achilas chametz l'achilas matzah. And chametz is compared to matzah. Diksev, because it says, Komach metzes, any chametz, lo sochelu, don't eat it, b'chol moshvoseichem, in all your dwelling places, tochlu matzos, should rather eat matzos. And it says in the two psukim before that, v'ksiv be b'matzah, and it says regarding matzah, b'erev tochlu matzos. In the erev, in the evening, you have a chiv to eat matzah. So I already know that you can't burn the chametz then. So I don't need the extra pasuk to tell me that you can't burn the chametz at night. I know it anyway. I know it from this long comparison of chametz to chametz to chametz to matzah. Anyway, at night you can't have chametz around. I know that already. Right? Everyone got that? I know already. The Gemara had said that maybe that it says that there are two pesukim that contradict. So Abaye said, you know what you learn from that? That chametz is also an erev Pesach. So the Gemara suggested, no, maybe I would have thought that chametz has to be burnt at the Seder night. Not earlier. At the Seder night. Kamash Malan. I have Tukim that tell me, no, don't do that. So the Gemara answers, I don't need that. Anyway, I have a Joshua that you can't do that. Anyway, I have a Joshua that you can't burn the chametz. You can't wait so long. Because the chametz is compared, destroying chametz is compared to eating chametz. Eating chametz is compared to eating matzah. That only starts at the night of the 15th. I already know that can't work, that you can't do that on the night of the 15th. That already I know. So fine. So Tosos just asks, in the top Tosos, the third to 11th of Kashal Rajba, Samailo Yarav Kares Lashbasa Sa'ar, Midais Kashal Achilas Chametz. So why don't we say, just like you have an Isser of Kares, if you eat chametz, I'm sorry. Right. If you eat chametz on Pesach, that's Isser Kares. Why don't we say the same thing? If you don't destroy your chametz, it's an Isser Kares. Why don't we say that? If we're already comparing the two, Tosfos doesn't answer it. So the Pnei Yeshua says, the only thing he can think of is because it says specifically in that pasuk, Shivas Yavim Tzolim Matzah L'Rutechem, then it says, Kikol Ochel Machmetz V'nech V'sah. Like the Torah singles out, only eating. There's no other kares here for not destroying it. There's a hekish, but the hekish doesn't take you that far. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. So anyway, so we're in the middle of the discussion. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says the aim of the rabbo is leil yudal lebir. So maybe the bir, the burning of chametz, should be leil yudalid. When we do bedikas chametz, that's when there should be bir chametz. So the Gemara answers no biyom tziv. It says biyom. Where does it say biyom? I'm not sure.
I think the biyom is the pasuk of Berishon ba'arba'as or yom l'chodesh. Right? That's the third pasuk we mentioned today. The pasuk that says be'erev toch l'matzos. So it says Berishon ba'arba'as or yom l'chodesh. Yom l'chodesh.
Then be'erev that night toch l'matzos. So it says bayom. So you can't burn it the night before b'dikas chametz night. You can't. So why don't we burn it in the morning? Are we waiting till chatzos?
So the Gemara answers, famous answer, ach chalak. The word in that pasuk of ach biyom harishon, that pasuk of ach biyom harishon tashbisu,
that divides the day in half.
Rashi says, ach chalak, all achs and raks in the Torah are a miut,
so only half the day is mutter, half the day is aser.
Then Rashi says something very interesting. He says that there's a gematria
where the letters, every eighth letter is replaced with the letter before it. So Aleph and Ches can change. And if you do it that way, the word Ach becomes Chetz, which is half, Chetzi. So that's another drasha that Rashi points out. You can get to the fact that, so half the day is good, half the day is no good.
Fine. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in Devei Rabbi Shmuel said, Matzinu, we have a source that Yud Dalid Shenikra Rishon.
The 14th day of Pesach is also, I have a pasuk that calls it Rishon.
Shenamar, because it says Borishon, Ba'arba Asa Yom LaChodesh.
So you see that, right? There's a pasuk there. That's the same pasuk of Be'erev Toch L'Matzos. It starts off by saying Borishon. What's Borishon mean?
Borishon Ba'arba Asa Yom LaChodesh on the 14th day,
Ba'erev that night Toch L'Matzos. So you see, the word Borishon itself means the 14th.
If you look at that pasuk, Tagamunkel has translated that pasuk Borishon. He translates it Benison. That's the first month.
So Tagam Uncle translates it. It's like, I don't know what the rules are. Can the argument Uncle is? I don't know. We'll see why not. So it's just very interesting that he looked at it a totally different way.
Fine. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar, Rishon Demei Karamashma.
Rishon means before. Sometimes the word Rishon doesn't mean the first. It means before.
Where?
Damar Kra, because like the pasuk says in Eov, Harishon Adam Tivaled? Were you born before Adam? Right? If you don't translate it as the word Harishon meaning before, that pasuk doesn't make any sense.
Harishon, it's a question. Harishon Adam Tivaled.
Right? So it means, were you born before Adam? So what do you see? That the word Harishon sometimes means before. So the Gemara is going to ask all these questions where the word Harishon can't mean before. And then we're going to get to the bottom. So Elamayata. So if that's true, that the word Harishon means before, so Ulakachtem Lochem Biyom Harishon. You should take for yourself a lulav and esrog Biyom Harishon. What, on Erev Sukkis? Day before?
Hachinami Rishon de Beikar Mashma?
The word Harishon means before Sukkis? That can't be.
Well, it could be.
Yeah, how could it be? I hear what you're saying, but there's no other mitzvah. There's no other time the Torah says to actually take the lulav on yontif. So we would never know. So
the Gemara says something similar to what you're saying. Something similar. So the Gemara says no. Shiny hasam. It's different over there.
Why?
The ksiv, because it says in that same pasuk, v'samachdu lufnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim.
This lulav should have simcha for you for 7 days.
Ma shvi'i
lachad. Just like the seventh day in that pasuk means the seventh day of Yontif, right? For 7 days, so all 7 days of Yontif, Af Rishon Rishon Lachag, the first day also must mean Yontif itself, not before. So that pasuk is fine.
Right. Af Rishon Rishon Lachag. Fine. Hachanami, Ksiv, Ach Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu Shivas Yamim.
So fine, so in our pasuk too. Our pasuk too. We're saying that the pasuk of Ach Biyom Harishon, that the word Harishon means the day before. So now we just said that the pasuk by Lulav is not a problem because the pasuk itself said there should be a chag for 7 days, just like the seventh day the chag, the first has got to be the chag. So the Rishon there doesn't mean before, only here.
So Gemara says Hachanami here too. Because if it says Ach Biyom Harishon Tashbisu Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu,
for 7 days you should eat matzah.
Yes.
What?
The Gemara quotes the pasuk backwards. Exactly. Because the pasuk starts off by saying Shivas Yom Matzah Tochelu Ach B'Yom Rishon. But the idea is the same. That pasuk says you have 7 days. So just like the seventh day is Yontif, the first is also going to be Yontif. So how could Harishon mean before? So the Gemara answers in Cain, if you're right, Nichtov Kra Rishon. The Torah should have said Rishon Ach B'Yom Rishon. Then I would know that it means the first day of Pesach. Ha Rishon Lamali. Why did it say Ha Rishon? Shma Mina L'Kidda Amaron. It must be that I'm right, like what I said before. That Ha Rishon means Erev Pesach. What? Yeah, the Gemara is getting that right now. Ihachi Hasam Nami Ha Rishon Lamali. Hasam Nami Ha Rishon Lamali. Why by Sukkot? It also says Harishon, Ulakhta Machen Biyom Harishon, Visu, and also Hasam by Sukkis, it says, Diksiv it says, Bayom Harishon Shabbason, Ubayom Hashmini Shabbason. The first day is a Shabbason, meaning no work. The eighth day Shmini Atzeres is a Shabbason, no work. Omer, Amor Rishon Deme Kar Mashma. So in that pasuk also, you mean Erev Sukkis is not Asr Malacha? That's not true. Right, so we're back to our question. How can Harishon mean the day before when by Sukkot it can't? So the Gemara says, no, Shiny Hasam. That Pasuk by Rishon and Shmini is not a problem. There it's different. The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Uvayom HaShemini Shabbason. And the eighth day should be a Shabbason. Ma Shmini Shmini Dechag. We gave the same answer before. Just like over there, the eighth day has got to be in Shmini Atzeres. Af Rishon Rishon Dechag. Right? So Harishon Lomali. Why does it say Harishon? Limu'ute Chal Shalmoed. To exclude Chal Amoed. Why? Because it only says the words Shabbaton by the first and the eighth. The rest of it, there is no Shabbaton. You're allowed to do Malacha. Whatever Malacha is Mutter in Chal Amoed. But it clearly doesn't have the same dinim as the rest of Yontif. So the Gemara says, no, Chal Shalmoed, me Rishon Ashmini Nafka. I don't need an extra Limut to teach me Chal Amoed. The Torah says, the first day and the eighth day. I can do it on my own. And not the rest, not the middle days. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's true. I do need it. So I would think, Hoel the Kasav Rachmana, Uva Yom Hashmini, since the Torah there says by Sukkot, Uva Yom Hashmini, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, so the Vav of Uva Yom Hashmini comes to add on Chol HaMoed, and the Pasuk would say, Biyom HaRishon Shabbaton, and even Biyom HaShmini, and certainly the days in between, certainly Chol HaMoed, that filu chalamoid, even chalashamoid, kamash malon, the hay of Harishon comes to exclude chalamoid. So the Gemara says, fine. So velo lichto vechmana, lo vav, velo hay. You had a hay to include chalamoid, then you have a hay to exclude it. So leave them both out. Vesu also, hasam diksiv, it says, this is in the Yikra Chav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, ubayom Harishon mikro kodesh yilachem, Rishon to make Kara Mashma? That pasuk is by Malacha of Pesach. That pasuk. It's a Malacha of Pesach. It said, don't do work on Pesach. So it says, Har Rishon. So what do you mean? You can't do work on Erev Pesach? Right? That can't be. So we have three psukim where we can't answer why it says Har Rishon. Malacha of Pesach, Malacha of Sukkis, and Lulav. We don't have an answer. Right? We want to stick to our guns and say that the Harishon of Ach B'Yom Harishon, Tashbitsu, means Erev Pesach. But we're stuck, because we have three other Harishons that don't make any sense. They can't mean Erev Pesach. They can't mean the day before.
They all have the same, they have to have the same explanation, you say?
They don't have to, but why should one over the other? So the Gemara has to give an unrelated reason what those three Harishons refer to, and we could still say that the Harishon by Tashbitsu means the day before. Elahani Shlosha Rishon, those three Rishons, Miboyle, we need them for something totally different. Look at the Tani Debe Rabbi Shmoel. The Tani Debe Rabbi Shmoel, Bishar, in the Schar of Shlosha Rishon, in the Schar of those three Rishons, meaning not doing work on Sukkot, not doing work on Pesach, and keeping the mitzvah of Lulav, in those three Schars, Zachu, the Jewish nation, will be Zocheh L'Shlosha Rishon, to three other Rishons. Mida Keneged Mida. What are they? L'Hachris Zaro Shel Esav, to one day destroy the enemies of the Jewish people represented by Esav. L'Binyan Beis HaMikdash,
to eventually build the Beis HaMikdash, and Lishmo Shel Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. Lahach Rizara Shel Esav, to destroy the seed of Esav, Dechsev, because it says, Vayetze HaRishon Admoni, and the Rishon appeared, Admoni, right? That's Esav. Kulo Kader Sear, all hairy like a very hairy, right? And that's one of the many of the Mefarshim say that's why Esav, that's why Yitzchak favored Esav. He was Harishon. He came out already like destined for greatness almost. That's why Yitzchak favored him. He was Harishon. And our observance of the Harishons that we mentioned is going to counter that. We'll overpower that. And the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because it says, Kisei Kavod Marom, right, the high and mighty throne of Hashem, Mirishon Makom Mikdashedu, is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Yushalayim Shalmata is connected to Yushalayim Shalmaila. Ulshmo Shal Mashiach, and the name of Mashiach, because it says, Rishon L'Tzion, the Rishon of Tzion, Hinehinam, behold, here he is. Right, so how do these three ideas correspond to the three mitzvos? So the Mashal explains that the Pesach is the Yontif of Geula. Okay, right, we're redeemed from Mitzrayim. Hashem is saying, you keep that Pesach, you keep that Yontif, don't do malach on that Yontif, and you will one day be merit to be rid of all your exiles, all your subjugation. It'll go away. Sukkot is, it represents the Anani HaKavod or regular tent. Either way, it's some kind of protection. Some kind of protection. And some kind of being enclosed. And so too, you keep the Yontif of Sukkot, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and that'll be your connection. That'll be your protection. And the third one is Lulav, the Rasha says, it says specifically in that pasuk, U'samachtem l'fnei Hashem, you'll have simcha. You'll be happy. That corresponds to Mashiach coming, who will bring only peace and only happiness. And the Mashal says, that's why it says, the Shmo Shal Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. Right? Because we all heard the Gemara says it, that the name of Mashiach is going to be Menachem. I don't think it's literal Menachem. It represents the idea of comfort and to bring an era of happiness. When the Ramban had a dispute with the Christian who was trying to, they had a dispute, and the king orchestrated a dispute between the Ramban and the Christian. The first question the Christian asked him was, it says in your literature that Mashiach was born on the day the temple was destroyed. That's what it says in the literature. So how can that be? That was in the 1200s. Mashiach was born. So the Ramban said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means hope was born. The day of the temple was destroyed, the hope was born. So it's not a literal, could be, his name could be Menachem, but it doesn't have to be. It means it's an idea of hope, an idea of comfort. And that's what Mashiach is. And that's why it's specifically connected to the mitzvah of Lulav, which doesn't say you should have simcha by the mitzvah of tzitzis, but by Lulav it does. So that's the connection between those three Rishons and those three mitzvahs. However, getting back to our story, but the word HaRishon means, by Ach B'Yom HaRishon, it means the day before. Right. Okay. So that's Abaya. So Abaya says that whole drasha, that's how I know that Bir Chametz has to be on Erev Pesach. That's how I know. Rava has a whole different version. Rava Amar, a whole different shot. Lehacha, from here, it says, Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Don't, this is also a mitzvah in the Torah. Also, this is in Shemot Lama Dalet. Don't slaughter the Karban Pesach on my chametz. Lo sishchat al chametz. Don't slaughter on my chametz dam zivchi, the blood of my offering. Which means, lo sishchat ha Pesach. Don't slaughter the Pesach v'adayin chametz kayim, while I still have any chametz. So, and when can you slaughter the Karban? Only at Chatzos. Right? There's a big discussion over here because you're not supposed to bring any. The Karban Pesach is the one exception where it would be brought after the Karban Tamid, right? Everything else, the Karban Tamid of Bein Harbayim was usually the last Karban of the day. The only exception was Erev Pesach. But you can't bring the Karban Tamid of Bein Harbayim until it's Bein Harbayim. So you have to bring the Karban Tamid first. So it's never going to be possible to bring the Karban Pesach at Chatzos, because you have to bring the Karban Tamid first. It's always going to be a few minutes of a delay. So some say, I think Tosfos here says it, but if you did bring the Karban Pesach first, it's not a problem. It will be a good Karban Pesach. So since B'di'eved, it's good. So the Pasuk, so that's a whole discussion. Since B'di'eved, it's good. So the Pasuk's talking about a case of B'di'eved. It's a little difficult to say. That's a whole long meat about that. But the simple meaning is, don't, whenever I have to bring my Karban Pesach, which is after Chatzos, I can no longer have chametz. So what do you see? See clearly that chametz is aser from 6 hours and on. That's when I can bring my Karban Pesach. So the Gemara asks, the Ema kol chad v'chad ki shachat. Maybe no. Maybe I'm not going to get to the Beis Hamikdash till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I can have chametz till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Someone else is going to bring at 2 o'clock. He can have chametz till 2 o'clock. Every person, it's individual. It's an individual issue. Whatever you're bringing, you, Mr. So and So, are bringing your Karban Pesach, whatever that is. That's when you have to make sure you have chametz. So the Gemara answers that we can't have a rule like that. It says Zman Shchita Amar Rachmana. Zman Shchita, the Torah is emphasizing. The Zman, whatever the Zman is. Whatever the Zman is, Zman Zachatzos. Fine, you're not going to actually get there till 6 hours, till 4 hours later, till 4 o'clock. That doesn't mean anything. It goes by the Zman, it doesn't go by you. Fine. Tanya Nami Hachi, similar Braisa. Ach Biyom HaRishon Tashbisu Z'or Mi Batechem. Right, the same pasuk that we've said. Me'erev Yontif, does that mean Erev Yontif? O eino ela biyantav atzmo. Maybe it means yantav itself. Talmud lomar lo sishchad al chametz dam zivchi lo sishchad es hapesach v'adayin chametz kayim. This is a merging of both answers. Right? He's using ach and then he's using the pasuk of lo sishchad. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Akiva omer eino tzarach. You don't need that. I don't need all that. Why not? Harehu omer, because it says simply ach biyom harishon tashbisu se'or mi batechem. Right, uksiv, and it says kol malacha lo sasu. Lo sasu kol malacha. Don't do any work. You're not allowed to do work, and you're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. And umatzinu, and we know lahavara, that havara burning shehi av malacha. It's an av malacha. So how on earth can you ever burn this chametz on Pesach? How could it possibly be on Pesach? Not allowed to burn. Where Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say, we see from here that Rabbi Akiva requires Srefa. Otherwise, you could throw it to the dogs. Right? We're going to get to that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ein atzarach, I don't need that. Harehu Omer, it says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbitzu sa'ar b'batechem, me'erev yantiv, or ain't it all b'yantiv? When is this? Is it on yantiv? Is it the day before? Talmud Lomer, the Torah says, Ach halak. Ach divides, it's got to be Erev Yontif. V'i b'yontif atzmo, and if it would be Yontif, mi shari, could it possibly entertain, be possible that it could be mutter on Yontif? Iskash hashpasa se'or la'achilas chametz, la'achilas chametz la'achilas matzah. We have that hekesh we started off the daf with. Can't be. Amar Rava said, Shma minam Rabbi Akiva tlas. We learned 3 things from Rabbi Akiva. Shmamina, first of all, ein bir chametz el b'sreifa, obviously, because if not for sreifa, he could throw it to the dogs, and so he must hold that you must be sreifa. Ushmamina, and we learn over here, havara l'chalik yotzis. We have a machlokes in Shabbos. Why? There's only one of the 39 malachas that are singled out in the Torah. Lo sevaru eish. Why was it singled out? So it's a machlokes. One, Manda Amar said, the reason why it was singled out was to tell you that havara is just an example of the other 39. Meaning, just like it was singled out, if you do it, you chayev, if you do peshogig, you chayev a chatas. What if you do 3 malachas peshogig? You chayev 3 chatases. I could think maybe you chayev 1. It's only one of the Tayrag mitzvos, lo sasa kol malacha. But since 1 was singled out, it was singled out to teach you the principle that they're divided up in terms of chatas. Right? Misa, you can only get 1 misa. Chatas, you can get more than 1. That's why it was singled out. And the other man's argument says, no, you know why it was singled out? Because it's different. Why is it different? You only get a lav. It's not a korban, it's not kares, it's a lav, yamalkis. That's why it was singled out. For whatever reason, it's different. Rabbi Akiva must hold that it's an av malacha. He must hold that. First of all, he said, she av malacha. The Rashi says. He said the word av malacha. But he must hold that. Why? Why must he hold that? So the Rabbi Chananel says, Because if he doesn't hold that, then what is it? What is it if he doesn't hold that? It's just an ordinary lav. Right? So if that's true, then the asay of bir chametz should be doche the los asay of lighting a fire. Right? Why not? Asay doche los asay. Since it's an av malacha, then you also have the asay of what the Rabbeinu Chana calls resting on resting. Now, Shabbason, a special din of resting. Then you have two asays. And you can't, an asay of burning chametz can't be doche, the loza asay of the veira, and the asay of Shabbason. Okay, that's what the Rabbeinu Chana says. So Rameir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi, asks on this. He says, wait a minute. The only time we ever say asay doche los asay is when they happen at the same moment. Right? I'm going to do the asay now, and the los asay is going to, can't say, it has to be at the same moment. Right? That the Gemara said the asay of Yibum is doche the los asay of not marrying your sister-in-law. Because it happens at the same moment. When the minute you marry her, you're Micaiah in the midst of Yibum, and the los asay of, they happen at the same moment. Here, the minute I strike the match, I did burning. And the right, that's the low sase. The assay of Bir Chometz, it's not gonna happen for a half hour. Till the Chometz is burnt. So it doesn't happen at the same moment. What's the Havamina? So he says, Seth, you like this? He says the assay of he says it does happen at the same moment. You know why? Because when you strike that match, right now you did nothing. It's a kilkel. It's a kilkel. What are you doing? You're burning wood. The only time it'll have a tikkun is when the chametz is burnt. When the chametz is burnt, then the lighting the fire was a malacha shetzmicha legufa. So until that moment, you didn't do an isser. Only when the chametz is burnt, then you did something important. Then you did something special. So then they come at the same moment. At the same moment that you're chayav for burning, you get your mitzvah of bir chametz. So why can we say asay doche los asay? So that's why Rabbi Akiva must hold that it's an av malacha. Okay.
So if I just burn a firewood and nobody's
on top. Right, so this is a separate. Right, so we had that havara was different because by nature it's kilkel.
Right.
So he says that he must not agree with that tana. Rabbi Shimon, we had that in Shabbat. He must, in order for this to work, he has to argue on that. Okay. Ushmamina, and the third one is Lo Amrin, and we don't say Hoel Vahutra Havara Litzorech. I can cook my food. So why can't I cook my food with the Chomet? Why can't I, while I'm cooking anyway, I'm allowed to light a fire to cook. It's Yontif. We don't say that principle. Since I can carry my Machzor to Shul, I can also carry my Machzor to my neighbor's house to show him something in the Machzor. We talk. We say that principle. He obviously didn't hold from that. I'm burning anyway my the chalent, so why can't I burn the chametz? Because we don't say that. We don't say mitoch hutra havar letzarech hutra na mishal letzarech. We don't say that principle. Therefore, there's no way to burn this on Pesach. It must be erev Pesach. Fine. That's the discussion is over with that. Now a new thing, brand new topic. So that we're done. We're done with that topic. Either it's from achalak, or it's from osishcha lachametz, or a combination of both. We learn the principle of the chametz is burnt on Erev Pesach. This is one of the classic examples of Torah Shebal Peh. There's no way that you can get that out of the Torah Shebal Ksav. There's no way. There's just simply no way that you can ever derive it. I don't know what the Tzedukim held about this, but this is one of the beauties of Torah Shebal Peh. There's no way that you can get it otherwise. Okay, next.
So Rav and Abaye is Machlokas parallel this Machlokas Tanoim? Is that what...
Right, so... Was it Machlokas Tanoim?
No, they have different...
Right, they really moved him, right? So, like, what would be the Nafkamina? I don't know. The Rambam does Paskin like Rava. Right, we always hold like Rava. I don't know what it means to Paskin. Like, what's the Nafkamina if you hold one over the other, right? Right, I'm sure there are Nafkaminos about that. I don't know.
Much more simple.
Right. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. We looked at a Braisa. It says, Shivez Yamin, so Oro Lo Yimachi Bibotechem. 7 days, you can't have Chametz in your house. So now the Gemara says, Ma Talmud Lomar, why does the Torah have to say that pasuk? Now the Gemara is assuming that the words Bal Lo Yimotze mean the same thing as Lo Yiro'eh. The Gemara is assuming that. So the Gemara says, why is this pasuk necessary? This is why I started off the shir going through the two pasukim, because now this is where it comes up. V'alok far nemar, but it says in another pasuk, lo yuar lecha sa'ar, v'lo yuar lecha chametz b'chol gvulecha. You can't see chametz. So why do I need the first pasuk of lo yimatze? It's totally extra. So the Gemara says, no, it's not extra. L'fisha nemar, lo yuar lecha sa'ar, since the Torah says, lo yuar lecha, it can't be yours. That word lecha is only written by Bal Yirah. Now, Bal Yimatze doesn't say lecha. It just says lo yimatze. So since the word lecha is only written by Bal Yirah, the din is, shelecha i'ataroa. You're not allowed to see your own. Avo ataroa shalacherim v'shal gavoa. But you're allowed to see the chametz of others or the chametz of Hektish. That you're allowed to see. Yachal, I would think, Yatmin, therefore I can hide my chametz in the ground. I can't see it's in the ground. Or v'yakabel pikdonos min hanachri, or I can accept a pikdon from a guy. I could say, you know, I'll watch your stuff. Since I would sing that Talmud Lama, therefore the pasuk tells me, no, lo yimatze. You can't. It can't even be found in your house. Right? So right away, everyone's probably thinking to themselves, wait a minute, we just said a second ago that you're allowed to see chametz that belongs to Acherim. Right? So the Gemara is going to answer, it depends. Are you watching it? What kind of shomer are you? Did you accept responsibility or not? If you accepted responsibility, then it's considered like it's yours. You can't have it. If you didn't accept responsibility, then you can have it. That's going to be the answer. In the bottom, I don't know if we're going to answer it today, that's going to be the distinction. But otherwise, if it belongs to Acherim, you're allowed to see it. Belongs to you. So Rashi says something also extremely controversial. He says, in the Rashi of Shalavish Nehmer Leiro Lecha, Midik Sviv Lecha, Mashma Mina, Shalachot Yatero, Aval Atero, B'gvulin, Shalacherim, Kigon, Nachri. A Nachri. So what about your friends? He left it there, you don't even know it's there. According to Rashi, it seems he's still Chayef. He still have to get rid of it. Only a goyis can stay there. So the whole discussion, why Rashi said that, because Rashi, the answer is that Rashi holds that chametz has a chefsa of any Jew's chametz has a chefsa of chametz. It's called chametz. A goyis not even in the parsha. So a goyis fine. A goyis could be in my property as long as it's not. I don't have a chayis for it. That's what it means. I could see the goyis, but a Jew's, all chametz of Jews has problems. All chametz. That's very, very unique. Anyway, Talmud Lomar, so it says, lo yimatze, right? So a guy's chametz, I can't have a guy's chametz either. Now, ainli ela b'nachri shelo kivashto. I only know that only makes sense about a nachri that I don't have any dominion over. That doesn't mean he's my slave. It means, Rashi explains, a ger toshav. The ger that he's makabel mitzvos, or v'ein shari imcha b'chatzar. Or he doesn't live in my neighborhood, meaning I don't have any... And whatever I say to him, he'll listen. That only makes sense. I don't have any dominion over. And I don't have any. He doesn't live with me in the chatzar. But nachri shekibashto, if a nachri that I do have dominion over, v'shari imcha b'chatzar, and he does live with me in the chatzar, in the same courtyard, minayin. How do I know that even his chametz I can't see? Talmud lamer lo yimatzei bibateichem, lo yimatzei stam. The Gemara is going to ask in a few lines the exact opposite logic. It makes much more sense that the chametz of a guy that I have contact with should be usher, rather than the guy that has nothing to do with. So the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to ask that question in a few minutes. Now, the Gemara says again, Eli Ela she bibatechem. I only know that the pasuk talks about chametz bibatechem. Shivas yavins ar lo yimatzei bibatechem. What about boros sichinim oros? What if it's not in my home? But it's in my yard, it's in my pit, it's in my cistern. What about that? Minayin. Talmud lomar b'chol gvulecha. That's why the other pasuk of lo yiroi lecha says b'chol gvulecha. V'adayin any omer, I can still say, b'batim, in your house, over mishum bal yiroi o bal yimatze, I would be over bal yiroi o bal yimatze, u bal yachmin, I can't hide it, u bal yikabel pikdonos min anachri, and I can't accept any pikadons from goyim, that's chametz, I can't have anything. But, the gvulin, but if it's not in my house, shalacha i'ataroeh, I only can't have, meaning it's on my property, it's in my gvul, it's in my boundaries, but it's not in my actual home, then I would think, I only can't see my own, but I can see what belongs to others, or hektish. How do I know that the chumrus of each pasuk apply to each aveira? How do I know? Talmud lomar sa'or sa'or l'gzeir shava. It's gzeir shava. Nemar sa'or b'batim. It says sa'or by batim. Where? Sa'or lo yimach b'botechem. V'nemar sa'or b'gvulin. And it says the word sa'or in the pasuk of Bal Yiro'eh. Lo yiro'eh l'cha sa'or. Ma sa'or ha'or b'batim. Just like the sa'or that says in the houses, which is lo yimatzei. Over mishum Bal Yiro'eh, Bal yimatzei, Bal yatmin, Bal l'kal v'kal v'gdonos, min anachwi. I can't, nothing. Ah, so too, sa'or ha'or b'gvulin, so too, the sa'or that's in the gvulin, in the rest of the my property, over mishum b'yira, b'yimotzi, b'yatpin, b'yikab, b'pedonos, b'nanochli. Fine. And the Rambam, this is a machlokas also, the Rambam holds that there's two separate averis. Two of the tarayag, b'yira and b'yimotzi. Even though we've just concluded, there's no difference between the two. I mean, there are these rare cases where there could be a difference, but the Rambam holds there are two, other Mishanim hold there are one. Only one mitzvah, because it's the same thing. Lamaisa, it says the same thing. Uma sa'or ha'omer b'gvulin, just like the sa'or of the gvulin is shalacha i'ataroa, avataroa shalachev shal gvoa. Right? Only mine I can't see, but I can see someone else's and hektish. Av sa'or ha'omer b'batim, so too the sa'or of all you might say, shalacha i'ataroa, avataroa shalachev shal gvoa. Fine, we can do a few more lines, it's very easy. Amar mar. We said that the fact that you can't have chametz from a goy, that only makes sense if the goy is someone you don't know. Right? But if it's an achri that's under your control, and lives with you in the chatzar, and how do we know you can't have any chametz of his? Talmud lomar lo yimatzei. The Gemara says klape laya. The logic is exactly reverse. It certainly should be more true that chametz of a guy I know should be usur, and then I would say, how do we know, even if you don't know the guy, it's also usur? Tam alam alo yimatzei. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right, amar abaya epach, so switch it around. And the question should have been, does that make sense, a guy who I know? What about a guy I don't know? The Gemara answer is, lo yimatzei, that makes sense. Rava says, no, lo olam lo tepa. You don't have to switch it around. Varesha koi. And it's going on the first line of the Reish, the first line, which said that you could see chametz of your own, you can't see, but you could see chametz of a goy. And now the whole thing is lakula. And now v'areisha koy shalacha yataroa, you can't see your own chametz. Aval taroa shalachev shal gavoa. Ein li ela gebenachwi shalok kivash tov ein shayu chabachatzer. That makes sense. I don't have anything to do with this goy. Then I could see it. But nachu shekibashto v'shem chabachatzer minayin. How do I know that even his chametz you could see? How do I know that? Because I'm allowed to see guys, even if I know the guy, even if he's my neighbor, right? Because Rashi says that if he's your neighbor, maybe there's the shaychus of your mammon is to him, so maybe it's also yours. Talmud Lomar, the Torah says lo yimatzei. So Gemara says, wait a minute. V'haytana mahadra hatira. They're trying to get a heter out of this. V'nisa le kroli surah, and you answer back. Lo yimatzei, which means it's aser. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, it is a heter. Mishum shenemar lacha trei zimni. It says lacha lacha twice. Where does it say twice? The machlokas. Either in the pasuk of Bal Yiroi it says lacha. The pasuk of Bal Yimatzei it says lacha. It's extra. So one is to tell you the heter, even if it's a guy that you know, you still let us see his chametz. Or some say that the words lacha lacha appear twice in the pasuk of Bal Yiroi. It says lo yiro lacha, lo yiro lacha sa'or, chametz and sa'or. Those are the two lachas. The one's extra, and that comes to tell you that even if it's a goy that you know, it's not yours. So even that chametz you're allowed to see. And tomorrow the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? How could it be on one hand you can't see it, on the one hand you can't accept the pikadon? And the Gemara is going to say, it depends if you accept the achrayis or not. If you accept the achrayis, even though it's a goy, it's still considered yours because you accept the achrayis. That'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow's a great daf. So, see everyone tomorrow. Today's share is Ilanishmas, Moshe Aaron, Ben Yisrael.